Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Nemaha Central, the Thunder Locker Room Chats, here with Coach Hayden Hiltgen of the Thunder Girls Locker Room Chat, here brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed. And Coach, last year, great season for the team, 18-3. Obviously, the off season probably working really well, bringing back a lot of great time players. You hosted a jamboree just earlier on the week. You played Clay Center, Jackson Heights. Walk me through what that off season was like, as well as that jamboree, and how confident you are with your team coming into this 2024-2025 season.
Yeah, the girls had a great off season. The girls were really motivated to get better after the way our season ended last year. So they turned that into a positive. Our weight room numbers were up tremendously, and we played more basketball this summer than we have the previous few summers, and we did really well. Worked some younger girls in with the core that we have coming back. So it's been a really good summer, and the preseason's been really well. The girls have come with their nose down, ready to work, and we're just trying to get better each day and see where we are here by the start of the season.
Well, you got a lot of, again, big time, great time players. Cammy Dollinghouse, 5'6", senior. I mean, she's played a lot of starting basketball and returns to lead this, Thunder team in the backcourt. She averaged 9 points a game, nearly 5 rebounds a game. I mean, she's a big time player. You also can't forget Hallie Holthouse. She's also a big time senior. I mean, she provides a lot of extra ball handling on the defensive side. She averaged 5 points a game. Kind of extend to me here and give me some good detail about these players and what you're expecting from them to improve on the year, but also give a nod to a couple of those other, great upperclassmen, as well as some underclassmen you're expecting to step up big this year.
Yeah, we got a great core of seniors. The five that are back all started last year. Most will be there. This will be their third year starting. So we got a lot of varsity experience, which is great. Cammy, this will be her third year running the point for us. She's kind of a stat sheet stuffer. She does a lot of things, rebounds well for a point guard, dishes the ball well, and she's really worked on her shot to improve it. And then Hallie is a great defender. She grinds on the defensive end, and typically she's going to see one of the other team's best guards. And she's worked on her shot as well, so we're looking for her to be a little more aggressive on the opposite end. And then you got Callie. Callie does a little bit of everything. She's tough to defend. She's 5'11", very athletic, and she can guard anybody from the one to the five on the opposing team. So that's a nice little weapon to have. And you get Reagan and Zoe both playing the post and are very physical, very athletic. And Reagan, she can step out and hit the three, so she's looking to do that a little more this year. So they've been a fun group to coach, and I'm glad we get 1 year here with them.
Well, Coach, preseason rankings has you, I believe, at fifth, and that's a really good set for your team early on here. Obviously, you want to chase a better ranking, but as someone who is above you in the rankings and who's actually jumped in to which is now the Big East, it is Silver Lake. So, kind of tell me here about what's the expectations for the challenges of what feels like a rebuilt league now with you.
Yeah, the new league is going to be tough as ever with those Mideast teams coming in. It's already a tough Big Seven, so that is going to be a challenge, but it's going to be a fun one. And we even beefed up our non-con. We're playing Centralia and Hanover, Valley Heights, Olpe, are all state-ranked teams, so our challenge is very our schedule is very challenging. Every night is going to be a great contest for us, but it's only going to make us better for the postseason, and that's really what we want.
A little bit of insight to the upcoming games, Centralia and Hanover. Centralia this week. I mean, the interesting thing about on the boys' side is both football teams for Centralia and Nemaha Central had runner-up finishes. Well, the interesting thing is both Centralia and the Nemaha Central girls both had runner-up finishes at a volleyball state level. So there's great athletes out there on the court. How are you going to get going, and how are you going to play to a top level to get that first opening victory against Centralia?
Yeah, we're going to focus on ourselves. We need to do what we do well, and then hopefully limit what they do well. That's kind of our goal. But both great programs, Centralia, year in and year out, state, volleyball, basketball, we're kind of the same way. So we're only 10 miles apart. The girls know each other. They've played each other, and should be a great, great contest and great atmosphere.
Well, Coach, good luck this Friday as well as next Tuesday against Hanover. Again, head coach Hayden Hiltgen, 15th season coming in here, Nemaha Central Thunder Locker Room Chats. Coach, thank you for your time.
You bet. Take care.